Pretoria peaking at 25 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg 23 and Mbombela 26 degrees. We start with a wrap of what happened in courts today. The case against two of the five men linked to the disappearance of journalist Asiri Ndlovu and his partner Zodwa Mdluli has been postponed to next week Monday. They made a brief second appearance at the Kwamhlanga Magistrates Court in Mpumalanga today, where they were arrested earlier this month during an intense search for the couple who vanished in February. And in Johannesburg, the High Court ruled that the confession made by Lawrence Ndalose, accused of starting the Usindiso building fire, is admissible as evidence. Ndalose's team says his confession that he started the fire was made under duress and when he was high on drugs. The state's advocates, however, submitted that the statement was made voluntary and in sound and sober senses. Another big story today, the 49 Afrikaners expected to land in the USA after being accepted as refugees. In the light of this, Trump confirmed a meeting with President Cyril Ramaphosa next week. He doubled down on his earlier claims, telling reporters he believes a genocide is happening in South Africa.
You know, we're supposed to have a G20 meeting there or something, but we're having a G20 meeting. I don't know how we can go unless that situation's taken care of, but it's a genocide that's taking place that you people don't want to write about, but it's a terrible thing that's taking place.
President Cyril Ramaphosa addressed the media at the Africa CEO Forum in Abidjan in the Ivory Coast after speaking to Trump telephonically last night.
Those people who have fled are not being persecuted, they are not being hounded, they are not being treated badly, they are leaving ostensibly because they don't want to embrace the changes that are taking place in our country in accordance with our constitution.
Then we move to KZN. According to the police there, a notorious kingpin is among three suspects who were killed during a shootout with the police in Inanda this afternoon. It's understood that the trio, who were wanted for a series of murders, clashed with police in Amoti. Here's KZN spokesperson Robert Nechunda.
During the shootout, the three suspects were shot and fatally wounded. The suspect who evaded arrest last month was among the three and is believed to be the gang leader. Three firearms were found in the possession of the suspect. No police officer was injured during the shootout.
And in Gauteng, Finance MEC Lebohang Maile says the 1.8 billion rand that was underspent in the previous financial year will likely be reallocated to programs and projects in Gauteng. Cliff Shiko reports.
The Gauteng government says service delivery remains top priority despite failing to spend 1.8 billion rand last year. Finance MEC Lebohang Maile says from the unspent money, 1.4 billion rand came from the provincial equitable share, while the rest came from conditional grants. From the unspent money, 58% came from the departments of health and education, while 42% attributed to the rest of the departments. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
And finally, in Nigeria, more than 5,000 residents from more than a dozen rural communities in the northwestern Sokoto state have fled their homes after a criminal kingpin ordered them to leave. Northwest and central Nigeria have been plagued by gangs of heavily armed criminals known as bandits who stage deadly raids on villages and kidnap residents for ransom. The full story is on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Marlene Fischer. From myself and the rest of the team, enjoy your evening.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.